Hello, I'm Youngjin. In this time, I will discuss efficient huge page management system with our system called Engines. This work is done in the University of Texas Austin and VMware Research. Virtual address is very useful abstraction, but it requires address translation. But the address translation is not cheap as it used to be, because modern applications use very large memory footprint and very low memory access locality. Unfortunately, TLB capacity does not scale with the DRAM size, so applications suffer from the high address translation cost. The bar graph shows that the percentage of CPU cycle spent by the page walk for address translation. For memory intensive application, it spends 40% of CPU cycle for address translations. What makes problem worse is that the virtualization require additional address translation layer. So TLB need to caching these two layers. So when I run the same workload in the virtualized environment, the address translation cost is up to 70% at worst and 40% on average. So hardware vendors, to mitigate this problem, hardware vendors provide a larger page size called huge pages, 2 megabyte pages, for example. If application use 2 megabyte pages, it means that a TLB entry can cover the larger address space, so it can drastically increase TLB capacity. Hardware vendors respond to current trend of application, so they drastically increase TLB entry for huge pages. For example, Intel Skylake servers covers 5% address space of the 64 gigabyte DRAM. Considering to the address space locality, it drastically reduced the address translation cost. So now, the burden for better support of the huge pages is shifted from the hardware to operating system. How about the operating system support? OS also provides huge pages transparently, meaning that application uses a traditional API like a malloc and free, then OS transparently deallocate huge pages for both guest and host pages. With the great seminar work with the SuperPage paper is integrated to the FreeBSD, and Linux also supports transparent huge pages. Linux provides the up-to-date implementation, so we choose Linux as a baseline framework. So with this hardware and operating system support, we measure actual performance benefit of huge pages. The x-axis is a set of applications that are widely used in cloud, such as the PowerGraph with the Graph Analytics and the Spark Machine Learning Library, Redis in-memory key value store, and MongoDB NoSQL database. For this setup, the y-axis is the performance speed up when using huge pages compared to using only base pages. So for this setup application, average performance benefit is up to 30% and 50% at best cases. So huge pages is a really promising approach. However, are huge pages really free lunch? When I run the Redis server, it detects that you are using huge pages, so turn it off. And when I run the MongoDB, the MongoDB blog says that they want to disable huge page support. And DokuDB, So DokuDB explicitly say that they hate transparent huge page support. And many cloud vendors' applications want to turn off huge page support. So why people don't use huge pages? So we look at these problems and identify the four major pathologies in huge page management system in Linux: high page fault latency and memory bloating, and unfair allocation and uncoordinated management. In this talk, I will discuss the first two issues, and for the remaining one, please check the paper. So Engines is the efficient huge page management system to address the pathologies I mentioned before. So we find that Linux allocates huge pages synchronously and greedily, that are causing the high page fault latency and memory bloating. So Engines address this problem by asynchronous allocation and by doing the spatial based utilization. Let's look at the problem one by one. High page fault latency. This is high level view of the page fault latency handler, page fault handler, And then the code, the box means the code, and then the arrow means the control flow. So when page fault happens, application can pause, and then page fault handler make all allocation requests to physical memory manager. And the physical memory manager get the pages from the free list and zero out pages and return to the page fault handler. And then page fault handler map the free pages in the page table. At this point, application can resume. So we measure the page fault latency for base pages and huge pages. It turns out that huge page allocation takes 100 times slower than base page allocation, mostly due to the page zeroing. So this big latency has significant impact on tail latency of application. So if application request hit this page, huge page allocation path, then the request much slower than the other request. Even if we can accept this high page zeroing latency, there are more fundamental problems. Linux allocate huge pages in page fault handler, and the huge page require free contiguous memory. However, system not always has free contiguous memory because memory can be fragmented. As the system ages, the physical memory is gradually fragmented. For example, a short-lived process allocates small chunk of memory and then terminate when it frees when it terminated. Then, as this iteration goes by, the system has the small amount of memory spread out the system, physical memories. So, unlike disk fragmentation, memory fragmentation very quickly happens. We find that it only takes 2 minutes to fragment entire 24 gigabyte memory. And also, memory fragmentation can happen in any size of physical memory and any TLB sizes. So once memory is fragmented, what Linux does is that it compacts memory. Compaction means that it's basically moving around allocated pages to create the free contiguous chunk and then all mapped huge page. So compaction is very cool features. However, you should know that the compaction happens page fault handler. So when system knows that there's not enough contiguous memory, it compacts memory. And then the compaction may or may not succeed. Then it can zero out pages and return to the page fault handler. So this memory compaction adds an unpredictable latency to the page fault handler. Of course, Linux community tried to optimize this compaction latency. But what I want to really point out is that this costly compaction should not be optimized by set of heuristics, but completely removed by design. So engines allocate huge pages asynchronously. So in engines, page fault only allocate base pages. And then each base page fault, it can track the allocation in the bit vector. And then it can look up the bit vector. And then when it need to promote huge pages, it can make an asynchronous promotion request to the kernel thread. Then the kernel thread learn in background, allocate huge pages in background, and then do the memory compaction in background if necessary. So the engines completely eliminate huge page allocation from the page fault handler context, so it doesn't suffer from the high page zeroing over latency and memory compaction latencies. So it can faster handle the page fault handling than Linux huge page allocations. To evaluate the asynchronous allocation, we did the following experiment. We run the CloudStone workload, which is the web service mimicking the social event planning. CloudStone work with the Nginx, PHP, and MySQL. And the workload consists of the dominant read, 10% of login, 5% live operations. Unfortunately, the CloudStone workload is very old, so it doesn't use a large memories. But it is known that the modern web pages use more than 2.1 megabyte size, so we brought it up to date following this trend. So let's see the result. We initially fragment memory and then do the workload generation. For the throughput, Nginx performs 18% better than Linux. For the latency, Nginx reduces 30% of average latency and reduces around 40% of the tail latency. It turns out the Linux page fault handler performs huge amount of memory compaction, but Nginx doesn't do any compaction in page fault handler. Therefore, the gap between the average latency and tail latency is very narrow in engines. Okay, let's change the gear to the next problem, memory bloating. Memory bloating is the problem that application occupies much more memory than it used when you're using huge pages. Memory bloating happens by another classical problem, internal fragmentation. This is a logical view of the virtual address space and the physical address space, and the bold arrow means huge page mapping. So Linux greedily allocates huge pages. What it means is that if application only uses a single address space in the huge page region, then Linux maps huge pages. So without considering the future use. But once huge page is mapped, in the system's point of view, there is no way to track the internal use because memory is already committed, and hardware provides very coarse-grained information at huge page granularity. However, application open sparsely use this virtual address space, so this grid allocation causes severe internal fragmentation. Theoretically, if application use only single address space in each huge page region, then application uses 512 times larger physical address than using only base pages. To see the internal fragmentation in real application, we do two experiments. For Redis, we initially populate the keys, and then to quickly fragment memory, we delete 70% of keys. For MongoDB, we make the 15 million GET requests with a popular YCSV workload generator with a GPN distribution. And the table shows the memory consumption when using huge pages and base pages. For Redis, Redis uses 70% or more memory, and MongoDB uses 23% or more memory than when using huge pages. This is a typical example that makes the internal fragmentation. For Redis, you can allocate a big chunk of memory and partially freeze by key deletion. For MongoDB, it used very sparsely used the virtual address space. You can create memory bloating in greedy allocations. The key problem of this memory bloating is that it's very hard to predict precise size of the memory consumption. So applications fail to provide a correct size of memory to they actually experience a swap. This is the main reason that why Redis and MongoDB want to turn up huge page support, because users experience unexpected performance degradation due to the swapping. So engines do the spatial utilization-based allocation. So in engines, page fault handler track the utilization of each huge page region. And the page fault handler, if the utilization is beyond some threshold, then the page fault handler make the asynchronous request to kernel thread. So this utilization-based promotion it bound the size of the internal fragmentation. It means that if threshold is 90%, then in the memory bloating size is kind of up to more than 10% and at worst cases. So admin can simply provide 10% or more memory to avoid unnecessary swapping. However, this spatial utilization-based allocation comes at the cost that it can lose some chance to allocate huge pages compared to greedy allocation. So there is trade-off, memory consumption and this memory consumption and performance. To evaluate this trade-off, we did the following experiment. We run the same Redis key deletion experiment with the engines, and then upper figure shows the memory consumption, and lower figure shows performance in terms of gap throughput. For memory the left side is Linux using only base pages, and the right side is Linux using huge pages. So for memory consumption, obviously left is better. So engines use only few more physical memories than using only Linux using only base pages. For performance, engines has a 4% slowdown compared to Linux greedy allocation, but 10% better than Linux using only base pages. So these two trade-off graphs show that engines provide a good balancing point between the memory consumption and performance. Finally, we measured engines overhead. Engines overhead comes from the two facts. First, it has some slightly time delay due to the asynchronous allocation. And then due to the utilization-based promotion, engines lose some chance to promote huge pages. So these numbers is slow down compared to Linux grid allocation when memory is not fragmented. For most of application, Ingen's overhead is less than 2%, which is negligible. Okay, let me conclude this talk. Ingen has a very simple goal: make huge pages widely used in practice. So Ingen provides very simple but practical solutions. So by asynchronous allocation, Ingen avoids extra page fault latency. And by doing special utilization-based allocation, it bounds the size of memory blocking. All source code is available in our public repository. Thank you.
We have some time for questions.
Hi, I'm Yu Tao. Can you go back to the evaluation part?
Pardon?
Evaluation part.
Which?
What's the baseline of your comparison?
Okay, so Linux, when memory is not fragmented, we learn the Linux using greedy allocation, that. Then this is performance slowdown of engines.
Okay, and another question is, do you have any evaluation results about how the engines enlarge the TLB occupation? I mean, compared to the transparent huge page.
Okay, so Ingen's is like a memory allocation mechanism. So TLB using TLB is same. So we can actually using the same allocate huge pages. So TLB I didn't fully understand what enlarge, but the TLB capacity they're using by Ingen's and Linux is roughly same.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.